everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hello, everybody. This is Miles.
What was that?
That was you.
That was you just trying to imitate me? Are you like a... Are you Mockingbird tonight or what?
Hi.
No, I got like the sore throat and stuff, and so I just...
From what?
I don't know. From being outside or something? I don't know. What do you get sore throat from? It's not chafing or anything. I didn't like... I haven't been swallowing swords or anything over the weekend.
You didn't go to a strip bar, did you?
No, I did not.
Because I got a sore throat once from going to a strip bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you win the Barry the Dildo contest? Banana eating contest? Oh, my God, look at the title guy. He doesn't even peel it. He just takes it in whole with the peel it all. And you're going, oh, my gosh. You still got your tongue, and there's the Chiquita sticker on the end of your tongue.
Yeah.
You know, they got those chicks that tie the cherry stems with their tongue. You can take a Chiquita sticker off without ever touching it. By putting it down your... Anyway. I don't know why I got a sore throat. I just have a sore throat. Probably from drainage.
Yeah.
From all my allergies and it becoming spring and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right, drainage of a few pints of liquor down your throat, most likely. That's probably what it is.
Then, and all the hard labor I had to do over this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What, did you clean out some gutters or something? Or?
No, I still need to do that. Don't remind me.
Yeah.
No, we're redoing some landscaping. But.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had... No, I did not dig through a gas pipe as your your wily cousin or whatever he is did.
Yeah.
Do you smell something funny?
Yeah.
No, we're just rearranging the front yard for whatever reason, and so
you're picking up all the dog crap and
I had to dig up some stuff, and we put in new stuff, and I don't know what else.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Every week I seem to get pissed off, you know.
Gee, I wonder why.
Am I uptight or what, you know?
Well,
don't answer that.
I really don't think you're a terribly uptight person per se.
Yeah.
You get really uptight about certain subjects, but as a whole,
yeah.
As like, you know, a stranger in the public, you know, kind of in the midst of everybody else, I would say no, you're not very uptight. But
Thank you.
You talk about, you know, swallowing bananas or stroking your monkey or something, you get all uptight.
I'm not uptight about that. No,
you're not uptight about that. I guess that's true.
So, as you know, I can't hold a job, you know.
Yeah, you do have a problem with employment from time to time.
Yeah, I get like a new job like every, you know, 4 or 5 months. So I haven't been fired, thank God. I've been at my same job now for about 4 or 5 months.
So it's about time to make a change.
Yeah, basically.
But you don't get fired. You kind of move to another job usually.
Yeah.
You're just not grounded. You're not rooted.
Huh?
You're a traveling man.
I could be a truck driver. I don't know.
Well, that may be your next job.
I don't know. I can work with your dad or something.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm like in an office situation now, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to, like, answer a phone quite a bit. You know, it rings a lot. It's a business, you know.
The adult bookstore is open from 7 a.m. to 6 a.m. We're closed for an hour to mop up.
We're out of tissues, so bring your own. Bring your own. So,
any more use of toilet paper for other than wiping your butt is prohibited in the premises. So you gotta say stuff like that?
Yeah. No, there's this guy, you know, his name, his name's Brian.
Okay, his name is Brian.
Brian comes in, and he knows my boss pretty well. You know, he bullshits with him quite a bit. And I've only talked to Brian a couple times. I don't really know Brian that well.
Okay.
Right? So Brian calls up the other day. I answer the phone. He goes, yeah, is this Gay Miles? I'm like, excuse me? You know?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, is this Gay Miles? I go, hey, what is up with that, you know?
Sure.
You know, I don't call up and say, hey, Brian, you know, is this Gay Brian, you know?
Yeah, let me say, this is one of the things you're uptight about is your sexuality.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that is a, like, you know, uptight thing, because I am not gay.
Right.
I'm so un-gay.
That you're you're so un-gay that you could be construed as being gay.
Yeah. But, you know.
Overcompensation.
You know, like, I'm sitting, like, right in front of my boss, and I can't say anything, you know, to this, you know, joker on the phone, you know.
Sure.
Like, give him a little bit back, like, you know, it takes one to know one, or, you know, so's your mom, or, you know, something like that, you know.
Sure, no good flip comeback.
Yeah, I have no comeback, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny, you got me there, yeah, that's funny.
But using that word kind of portrays you as gay.
Yeah.
Comeback.
Yeah. Comeback. Oh, that bothered you. I said that now. But no, really. I mean, you know, what kind of joker says that? You know, jokes about your sexuality.
So the guy doesn't even know you, and he goes, "Hey, is this gay, Miles?"
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was referring to like the Flintstones theme song, where you know, we'll have a gay old time.
Don't know.
You know, the happy.
No, but, I've had, like, two or three maybe brief conversations with the guy.
Okay.
And so he thinks he knows me well enough to joke around and be like, hey.
Maybe he was just testing the waters, so to speak.
Maybe. Maybe it was, like, an invite to something.
Yeah, maybe he just, you know, he does it, like, real, kind of brazen and brash like that just to see if you go, well, yeah, this is gay Miles, by the way. Are you gay Brian?
Is this bi Brian?
Maybe that's the kind of thing, you know, he's playing there.
Yeah.
So what did you do, I mean, other than that?
Well, I told my boss about it.
I think I'm being sexually harassed.
Yeah. What's up with that, you know? No, it wasn't so much that. I felt like I couldn't do a comeback, though, you know?
Oh, so you were, like, caught in the situation.
Yeah. You know, like, I had to maintain my professionalism.
Oh, please.
You know, as a clerk in an adult bookstore. You know.
You don't catch me beating off on the job.
That's right.
I wait until after hours. And I always go to booth number 5.
So don't sit there. Oh, man.
So that, I mean, so have you seen this guy since he called up and said that?
No. This just happened the other day.
So is he a friend of your boss?
Or? Yeah, they're good buddies.
Oh, well, maybe he's gay.
I don't know.
Maybe your boss is gay.
What's up with that?
Maybe they're just trying to... Maybe he only hired you because he thought you were gay.
I don't know.
See, maybe. You talked about that 4 or 5 months thing. Well, this is going to be your house.
This might be it.
Miles, I mean, you know, if you want to stay, you can, but you got to be gay.
You can stay, but you have to be gay. Is that like a new thing or something? Or
I don't know. I mean, maybe it could be some kind of bumper sticker.
No, but have you ever had that in a work, like in a workplace where someone said something to you and you can't come back? You know, you're like.
No, but I don't work in an adult bookstore, so
yeah.
I don't.
Well, I don't know.
I don't. No, I know. I've never had anybody like. I mean, you know, there's people who always say inappropriate things, but. They're usually inappropriate things about somebody walking by or something like that. They're never inappropriate things to me.
Yeah.
No one has ever come up to me and said, hey, gay Bob.
Yeah. Now, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Now, that would make me laugh.
That would make you laugh?
Yeah.
That would make you laugh because it wasn't you.
Yeah, because you would be like on the receiving end of
There you go. Yeah. I don't know what this whole receiving end thing is going, but I think I'm going to stop that. I'm getting a little uncomfortable. But was there like a pregnant pause or was there, what did you say? Did you say, huh? Or did you just say, Brian, do you want to talk to somebody? Or what did you say?
Brian, do you have something you'd like to tell all of us? Right?
Maybe you were part of a fantasy that was going on at that point.
If that is it, I don't really want to be part of it, though.
Yeah, and I think you ruined it, I think, by doing the... not saying anything.
Yeah, I had to go home and watch my whole Girls Gone Wild collection. I was like, what is up with that?
I had to go home and reassess my sexuality by watching the Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, I know.
And they timed your erections.
Yeah.
In the first hour of Girls Gone Wild, I only had one erection, but In the second hour, I had one every 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, there's 6 hours of video.
Yeah, I know. It's just outrageous. I mean, what is the point?
Yeah.
You know, 6 hours. Christ.
I mean, I'm a man, but I don't need no 6 hours.
Do they even edit it down or anything? Or
yeah,
what?
It's edited. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, later. I know. You keep saying that, but I never... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I guess we should mention that Jim Kelly took the Space Shuttle Discovery up.
Yeah.
How's that going? Have you read anything else?
They're up in space right now, and they're refueling or something. I don't know.
Maybe that's like a mission control calls up and goes, "Hey, gay Jim there?"
Of course they would never say that, of course.
Sure they would.
Yeah. No, we have a picture of Jim Kelly on our other site, right?
Yeah, on the other section of the website.
Yeah, I met Jim Kelly, the astronaut.
You had a didn't you break tortilla with him at Diamond Dave's?
Yeah, I had like a mouthful of chimichanga. Hey, Jim Kelly, look at
Jim Kelly, Diego.
He had a signing at a bank. It's an old show we did, but yeah, I was at a bank.
I don't think the show's up anymore.
I was the only one that didn't have, like, little kids with me.
Yeah, you know what? That reminds me. You were supposed to do a flip, a stick figured animation of your meeting of Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten around to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get around to that.
Remember, we had a whole joke about his air conditioning, cooling system, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you were going to ask him about how do you pee in space and something like that.
No.
No?
No, I wasn't going to ask him that.
You're like, how do you poop in space?
Yeah, that's really not my business,
How do you wipe?
That's really not my business.
Because, I mean, if you let go of it, does it fly around?
It's really none of my business.
Could you imagine, because, I mean... You always have, because you're kind of roommates in space, and so you always have, the messy roommate.
Yeah.
And, nobody wants to go into John after he's been in there because all those toilet paper stuck to the walls.
Oh, man.
Because it's floated around, and it's kind of, used.
You know what I'm worried, though?
What?
No exhaust fan.
Yeah, I guess there wouldn't be.
What if someone's, ripping off farts or something?
Well, would they float around in globules kind of like the water does?
I don't know. How does that work?
I think you got to get in contact with this guy and find the answers to these questions.
Are they studying this, I hope? Because
Well, I read on the internet that they have been doing sex tests in space for quite a while now.
Get out.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Really?
Story Musgrave has been getting some trim in space.
No.
So maybe Jim Kelly's up on this mission.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. They said it takes three people.
Oh, God.
Because, somebody's got to study them because they're going to be all over the capsule.
Yeah.
I guess they can tether themselves down. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going with that. Yeah.
No, I read that. I swear to God. Yeah, it's on the internet.
Yeah, you wrote it down and then you read it. Yeah.
No, I really did.
Yeah.
It wasn't on CNN or anything, but I didn't read it.
God, that's a little bit too intense.
Well, but I mean, it's like experimental, so it's like a whole.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
People.
You have space fantasy.
Right. Right into us if you've heard of this, please.
Space Odyssey. No, you're having 2001 space fantasy, I think.
Please, write in if you've heard of this. I read it on an article on the internet. I think it was from one of the UK papers.
Yeah.
Said that that the U.S. has been doing this sex space thing for a few years.
Is that why they're always sending up gerbils and stuff?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What's with this whole case of toilet paper tubes? Are they going to be breeding these gerbils? Why do they? We got two gerbils and a whole 100 pack of toilet paper tubes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I didn't read that.
Wow.
I don't know, but you should get a hold of Jim Kelly next time he comes to the bank and ask him about that.
Okay.
Say, just sidle up next to him while he's signing autographs. Go, Jim, did you get it while you're up there?
Who
was your helper?
Yeah.
Who was your helper? Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you're serious.
I'll find the article.
How about you ask him these questions?
All right, I will. When he's there, you tell me.
I don't think I want to ask those kind of questions.
Oh, give me a break.
One of our national heroes.
You want... Yeah, national. You don't care. You want to know?
No, I don't want to know.
You do want to know.
I don't.
You want the videotape of it. It'll be...
No.
Astronauts Gone Wild!
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can see where this is going, too. Yeah.
Story Musgrave is... Look. little globules of jizz floating in the...
We can only hope that she swallows.